broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Last night and earlier today, our intelligence and law enforcement professionals...
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is strong, determined, and frustrated.
Continually in your boardroom, you would point out who you found to be attractive.
Ready for it. Here it comes. This is ridiculous. In 3, 2, 1.
That's very tough to swallow.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Show where truth is our bitch, where justice in the American way, well, it's, I mean, we try anyway. Through the looking glass we go, taking audiences places other talk shows would like to but can't. Cannot. Coming up this hour, a terror plot against the United States was thwarted this morning. And joining us to discuss that will be Ted Bell, plus all to come on our program tonight. Peruvians are ticked off at a recent episode of Modern Family. And this is something that has sparked some outrage. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for all of your Phil Hendry Show needs. And we head on out to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Hey, come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills, and I'm Ted Bell. I'll be joining Bill in this segment of the program. And, brother, have we got prime rib? Don't even ask me that with a straight face.
Here at Ted's,
in Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Well, you got prime rib, right?
Oh, we got prime rib. I mean, people say, do you have prime? We're never not with the slow-roasted prime rib, Bill, that we put on the map. In Beverly Hills, and
well, I'm going to tell you something. I had your prime rib that Sunday night. We were out there about a month ago. Unbelievable, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. It goes without saying. We do a great job. We set a nice. As my mother used to say, we set a nice table.
You do, Ted. Thanks for joining us. And big news today on the terror front.
Well, it was very big news, and it was a big day, for Barack Obama. There's no question about that.
Let me get people up to speed here, Ted, because we have some audio to play as well as the story to tell, okay?
Right, and then we can discuss that.
Right, and I've got a little bit of a broken line there for Ted, so maybe we can get him on a better line, bud. 877-876-PHIL. Authorities on three continents thwarted multiple terrorist plots, multiple terrorist attacks aimed at the United States from Yemen. And that happened today, seizing two explosive packages addressed to Chicago-area synagogues and packed aboard cargo jets. The plot triggered worldwide fears that Al-Qaeda was launching a major new terror attack. President Obama here this morning spoke to reporters about the so-called suspicious packages.
Last night and earlier today, our intelligence and law enforcement professionals working with our friends and allies identified two suspicious packages bound for the United States, specifically two places of Jewish worship in Chicago. Those packages have been located in Dubai and East Midlands Airport in the United Kingdom. An initial examination of those packages has determined that they do apparently contain explosive material.
White House counterterrorism chief John Brennan was asked by a reporter if this incident was a dry run for a future terrorist attack.
I think, as the president noted, it does appear that there were explosive materials in both of these packages, that they were in a form that was designed to try to carry out some type of attack. The forensic analysis is underway. We are relying heavily and working closely with our partners in this regard. But clearly, from the initial observations, the initial analysis that's done, that the materials that were found and the device that was uncovered was intended to do harm.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs is asked by a reporter to respond to the inevitable allegations by some that this terror plot wasn't legitimate and is being set up by the administration to sway voters to stick with Democrats in next week's election.
I think John briefed the president at 10:35 last night. Off of very credible terror information. And after, I think that's largely put to rest any speculation that may be out there after the testing the president talked about that showed apparent explosives in those devices. Counterterrorism officials at all levels of our government quickly went into action in order to take the steps necessary to protect the American people. That is exactly what has governed his actions and the actions of those in this government since that time.
All right, so Ted, that's kind of cynical, and isn't that just a little paranoid?
I think so, Phil. I would say that that the American people deserve to have the information, to have correct information. There's no question about it. But I would also say that we have we're duty bound, Phil.
I got to interrupt you. You've got there's a problem on your line. We're having a lot of static.
All right.
I don't know why that is, but maybe we can get another phone hooked up here somehow, Bud. Probably what we'll just sort of tough it out here till the break. But while we're talking with you, Ted, you're saying that this is a credible concern to say that, well, maybe the Democrats are phony baloneying this thing?
Well, we know that they're not. We know that the Democrats are not doing that. And we're at this point, we take the president's word and we take Robert Gibbs' word that that's not the case. Now, having said that, I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing some suspicion that the president is going to try to lord over everyone this experience. Look, I give the president his due. It was a terror threat to our country. The president and his security team and the security apparatus of the United States of America went to work and neutralize this threat at this particular point. Okay. And you'll forgive me, as a conservative and as someone who wants to see the Republican Party do better in the election, you'll forgive me for saying I'm a little bit disappointed.
What are you disappointed in?
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed that Gibbs stands there forgotten man, and this is credible. All right, so it's credible.
Well, you said you're willing to take the president's word for this. I do, especially when they found the explosive material.
And I do take the president's word. I don't think they're, but you can't help, as an individual who loves this country as deeply as I do, you can't help but be a little disappointed that one of those bombs didn't go off and take out an aircraft or take out part of a hangar. And
what are you saying?
What I'm saying, it's a fantasy, Phil. I don't want anyone to die. I'm not even saying this is best case scenario. I'm not saying it's worst case scenario. I'm saying it's just, it's if nobody could get blamed scenario. And I say it's too bad that we didn't have an aircraft blow up or something, and I don't want anyone to die, and I don't want anyone to get hurt. But had that happened, you know as well as I do, the Democrats would be buried in the forthcoming election, and that would be the end for Obama. There's no question.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you. President Bush survived two terms after the 9/11 attack.
Yeah, but that was the first attack of its kind ever in the history of the country. After that, we put into place these security measures that kept the country safe throughout President Bush's term. Now Obama comes on board. Guess what? Boom, boom, boom. I don't know how many bombs did they say there were, Phil.
But the indication was that it was two, maybe three.
All right, boom, boom, boom. That's three. And you can talk about Barack Obama's legacy as President of the United States as the following thing. President Barack Obama, boom, boom, boom. The blow-up sound.
Ted, is this not a time for us to say, as Americans, our president, our armed forces, our Congress, as Americans, we want our government to be in place and do well to protect us. These are American citizens, right?
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. There's no question about it. And I'm the first guy in line. I'm the first guy in line to shake President Obama's hand. If he were to be announced, President Obama's going to be standing at such and such a place so that people can go up and shake his hand for handling this terror threat very well, I'd be the first in line. No one would get ahead of me. It would be me. And the president would be there, and I would say, President, but not only would I shake his hand, I'd say, President Obama, here's some coffee, because I know it's early, and you got a lot of hands to shake, Because everybody, there's an old saying, Phil, there's an old saying that says that success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan. So when you're successful, everyone wants to know you. The problem is, that wasn't George Bush there.
All right, your problem is that's a Democratic president who is doing his job. He may be a Democrat, but he's doing his job as president.
That's correct. But again, you have to remember, myself and other conservatives, Obama looks like a strong commander in chief now. And had a bomb gone off, the Republicans take back the Senate, we get the House, we got it. You know, if only we had at least we didn't need to see, I don't want deaths, but if we could have taken out a hangar, something that would have been a fireball on the front page of a newspaper is going to get people's attention. And so...
Well, you know, this is a very cynical conversation, in my opinion.
Why?
Why? Boy, we'd get the House and the Senate if only we had a fireball.
We need to... Let me tell you something, my young friend, and you may not know this, but we need to get back...
Thank you for the young part, by the way.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Bill, you're young at heart. You know, and if you're young at heart, you're young. We need to get back the House and Senate as Republicans.
877-876-PHIL. We have on the line with us Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to take a break and get back to Ted and some of your calls as he's taking, I don't want to say, I don't even believe that that's a predictably Republican point of view. I think it's a cynical point of view to say, oh, President Obama did a good job, but boy, oh boy, if we just had one explosion, man, we'd get the House and the Senate back. 877-876-PHIL is our number on the line here. Ted Bell from Tens of Beverly Hills is joining us as we talk about today's terror plot thwarted as U.S.-bound explosives seized. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I got a Shirley Temple or something. I can't drink yet.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Table 4.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Hey, you heard Phil Henry at the top of the show. Our prime rib is raring to go. It's, of course, prime rib. It's cooked, but it's almost as if it's still alive.
Here at Ted's.
It's ready to trot on
put our meat in your mouth.
And Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills joining us, sponsoring this segment of the program. We got some stuff to talk over here, Ted, concerning this terror attack, or this terror threat today. Fortunately, there were no deaths. Fortunately, there was no destruction. You made the statement, and we've heard this before, we don't want President Obama to succeed.
Well, Phil, that has nothing whatsoever to do with the safety of the American people.
Well, no, I didn't hear anybody making any, you know, qualifications there. I heard people saying they didn't want the president to succeed. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I said anything of the sort, Phil.
I heard you say it's too bad we didn't have an explosion or a fireball on a front page because that means the House and the Senate.
I didn't say anything about killing human beings. I didn't say anything about dead Americans. What I said was what we needed today, and you know, this is unfortunate. You're sort of spinning my words a little bit. What we needed today was to see something get blown out of the air, something to show that this guy, Obama, with all due respect to the office of the president, this guy is not getting the job done. And I can't think of anything more convincing than a fuselage floating in the Atlantic. Now,
doesn't that mean a dead pilot?
In what, of the aircraft?
Yes.
Well, the pilot's dead. Yeah, I thought you were talking about thousands and thousands of lives. I don't want to see that happen.
But a dead pilot or two, not a problem.
Mr. Henry, you know, you're beginning to get into it. You're starting to, in the words of the street, you're starting to piss me off.
Well, sir, I'm asking questions, and we deserve straight answers. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Oscar in Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Oscar. You're on the Phil Henry Show, listening on KPRC tonight.
Yes, sir. First of all, as a member of the Republican Party, I'm ashamed to have this guy call himself a Republican when he's adhering and condoning any kind of violence brought into our country to get rid of any opposition to political figures. Sir, if you have a problem with Obama and you want a Republican representative, then you need to go out in politics and not try to wish or condone any kind of boss in the country to get rid of any of your political means. Let me ask you this.
You say you want to see Obama succeed. You remember what Rush said. We don't want him to succeed.
Don't start giving us Rush's words. He can do that for himself.
Well, that's what he said. We don't want the guy to succeed.
Okay, I don't have a problem with your political motives. But first of all, okay, this is our country, and for you to sit there and say, too bad we don't have a fireball and or pilots. Fall into the sea to get rid of a Democrat. Let me tell you something. Are you actually involved in the Republican Party?
I vote conservative. Do I do anything? I work for a living. I've got a business. And the Republican Party stands for business. I own a business.
I do everything that I can.
Let me tell you, the very prominent people that come into my restaurant, I'm in Los Angeles, California, out here, Beverly Hills. So I've got a lot of prominent Republicans that come in, and we do a lot of confabbing and talking. And, boy, I'll tell you, there was more than one of them today that came in and said, it would have been nice, you know.
What would have been nice?
I'll stop off your restaurant. But after your remarks and stuff, what is the name of your place, Heads of Hollywood?
If you're not coming in, what difference does it make?
Well,
I'll tell you my business, Lowry's.
I am 47-year-old Republican. How old are you? Let's talk about your age.
How old am I? I'm 38. I'm 40.
38 going on about 70.
No, I'm 40. I'm 47. I'm 45.
How old are you, Ted?
I said I'm 41. Wait, here's the guy. He's laughing. This guy is laughing. You know what? I hope you enjoy having 4 more years of Obama, sir, because you have called up tonight and basically campaigned for him. You've campaigned for him.
I believe in
America. Campaigned for him.
And I support the country, United States of America. Okay,
right.
And
I'm gonna
tell you this right now. I do not agree with a lot of Obama's reforms and everything. And
yeah, sure.
And,
right. You don't sound like it to me. You sound like a Democrat.
Let's let the man. The man has said some very sensible things. He's saying I'm a Republican, but I don't want to see the president fail to the extent that we have a terror attack.
What did Rush tell us all? What did Rush try to tell us?
Will you knock it off with what did Rush tell us? What is he, Jesus?
A few of us happen to think he's damn close to Jesus, yes. Yes, Rush Limbaugh said, you cannot hope for the success of Obama, otherwise, he'll be...
What did he say? I don't even know what he said.
He said, we don't want him to succeed. We want him to fail. I hope for his failure.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something straight up.
Today, you're out there going, yay.
I hate to see him fail in anything because whenever he fails, this country is still failing.
That's exactly right.
Right now, we need America to succeed. We need America to go forward.
Exactly.
We are in a very trial time for our country. We are in a trial time as far as our border, as far as religion, and as far as the economy. And I'm going to tell you, for us to succeed, we all need to be on the... we all need to be a team effort. Until Obama leaves...
Well, ain't that cozy.
I'm going to do the American way. I'm going to support my country and my crew. And I will sit there and I will... If I want to discuss politics at my home or with friends, I will do that. And then
I want to ask Mr. Hendry a question. What drill team were you on in high school? I'm asking Mr. Hendry a question right now, sir. I wanted to know, Mr. Hendry, what drill team did you say you were on?
I didn't say I was on a drill team.
You weren't a cheerleader?
No.
Well, there you are going, yeah, 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 yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I mean, you might as well say, score, score, you know. Push him back, way back, the way you're cheering this guy on and making a sponsor of your program. You're making the sponsor of your program sit here and towel, whatever you want to call it, off of my chin. Now, I can tell this gentleman this. I don't want to see people die, and I don't think you heard me right. I said... A couple of fuselages floating. What's that?
Did you not say two pilots?
You said two pilots would be fine.
Well, I'm not talking about 3,000 people.
But two guys dead, two pilots. Two guys piloting a cargo jet over the Atlantic, bringing some freight into our country. God, you know, these men probably have wives and children just like anybody else. But, boy, it would have been sweet, man, for the House and the Senate if that had blown out of the air.
That's not what I... Boy, one thing I don't like... I don't mind us saying we want to put our meat in your mouth, but I don't want you sticking my foot into my own mouth. You're grabbing my foot and pushing it up into my own mouth. And I don't appreciate that.
We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Sticking your foot into your mouth.
That's what you're doing. Because you're reaching over and grabbing my foot and going, here, put it in your mouth.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Welcome down to Ted of Beverly Hills. Listen, I know I'm sponsoring this segment and I'm talking politics. At Ted's, I don't talk politics. We've got meat, your mouth, you'll love it.
Here at Ted's,
we're in Beverly Hills.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
Now he's willing.
Thank you, Ted. I got it. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here to Ted of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're discussing this terror plot that unfolded before our very eyes today. And I think it caught all of us a little bit. What happened to, I would ask my producer, Jason and Tebby, Jace Rance, to go ahead and throw those notes up, because I've got a couple of notes I want to present to you, Ted, as we talk about this. But you're saying, and I think it's a frightening thing, that failure by the American security apparatus today, by the European, by the intelligence services of these different countries, would have been good for Republicans.
But, well, if you want to, let me say something, all right? The dead people, I won't talk about it. You know, they wouldn't have been Americans. They would have been European. But, all right, let's just say that...
No, that's not good enough, okay?
All right, it's not good enough. If there were a God and he was Republican, we would have at least, and I'm just playing now with I'm just, it's a what if. What if God were a Republican for whatever reason? We would have had at least a small, there would have been at least a small glow on the horizon. And what do I mean by that? All right, I'll tell you. A small fireball, which would mean maybe one jet engine. So I'm kind of concerned about next week's election. The Senate races in West Virginia and Colorado and California are very, very tight right now. We could have used something for the front page. If you want to make me the martyr over these comments, then so be it. I'll be the martyr. I'm happy to be the martyr. I'm the point man. I've always been a point man. I've always been the guy that draws the fire of the enemy. You want me walking down that road, taking a sniper's bullet between the eyes? Great, fine, yes, okay, I will. I'll be the Jesus of the GOP for saying what we're all thinking but not saying, and that is that I wish there'd been at least one. And you know what happens, Phil, is that the sound hits you after, so you see the light, and then you hear boom, like freeze.
I understand that. I understand all. I don't really care. I don't think that's necessary.
Phil, I said European pilots.
It doesn't matter about European pilots. What you're saying here is that the Republican Party would have benefited from a fireball, whatever that means, one plane or something. And
I'm telling you, and I'm saying, let me say this to the people that are listening right now. If they're Tea Party, if they're Republican, if they're conservative, I'm saying what you're thinking. All right?
Yeah, that's very presumptive.
Presumption?
It's very presumptive of you.
No, I don't think it is. I'm saying what they're thinking, and they don't have the guts. So let's talk a little bit right now, Phil. Let's not talk about Obama. Let's not talk about progressives. Let's talk about the people that I break bread with. Let's talk about the people that I walk on the razor's edge with. Let's talk about my fellow conservatives who haven't got the guts. Because if there was a God and he was Republican, we would have...
I know, we would have had at least one fireball.
Well, I'm concerned
about... You're concerned about elections in Virginia, Colorado, and California.
And what I'm saying is that Bill O'Reilly... I'm saying what O'Reilly and Beck don't have the guts to say. But I've got bigger... I got bigger cojones than those two sellouts who are leaving me hanging out here to twist in the breeze. Well, I'm Ted Bell. And, you know, that means something. I'm Ted Bell. Go anywhere in this town and say, Ted Bell, I'm Ted Bell. And I say what I think, and I say what other people haven't got the guts to say.
So the Republican Party's thinking that, huh?
I believe the conservatives in this country, yes.
And you deserve an award for coming out and saying that?
I didn't say an award, Phil.
Well, you're talking high and mighty. So for coming out and saying that a deaths and property destruction today would have been good for the conservative and Republican Party, you're saying what everyone's thinking. They haven't got the guts to say.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. Thank you very much. You put that very concisely. Thank you. I thank you for that.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm thanking you.
Yeah, you're thanking me. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. We have Aaron. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell, sir.
Hey, Ted, what's going on, bud? What are you talking about? You want some people to die from... Republicans aren't going to benefit from that. Think about that. You're hurting the cause.
I already thought about it. It means Obama blew it as commander-in-chief.
Obama is the
president of the United States. He's the president of the United States.
If Obama's
a pawn, it doesn't make any difference,
right?
Because people will see that he failed, and we win. Now, what side are you on? Let's quit fooling around. What side are you on?
What side are you on?
Right, whoa. Let's watch that.
You want to come down and talk crap down on Garvey? You talk your crap down on Garvey. Come on down to Garvey and talk your crap down there.
What are you doing now? What are you talking about, okay?
I'm talking to a guy that's talking out of his ass here. I said that Obama is the guy that's going to fail. And this guy won't even tell me what member of... What political party are you a member of?
He is failing.
What political party are you a member of?
Don't worry about it. He's failing because of his overspending.
I told you he's got no guts.
I think we can assume this guy agrees with you.
Right. He's a conservative with no guts. Just like the Tea Partiers. Just like the rest of the Republican Party.
I'm a business owner. I'm a Republican business owner.
A business owner?
Republican.
What do you run a car wash at the gas station?
No, what are you, business owner? I run a construction business. I run a construction business, buddy.
In other words, you got a nail bag.
A steel stud, drywall, construction business.
Yeah, you go on, you do all that for a fee. Okay, so you work out of your truck.
For a fee, good for you. I get paid.
Good for you. Yeah, you got a DBA. Now listen to my issues now.
You don't have anything to say to me.
Will you listen to this man, okay? Listen to him.
The more you drink, go ahead, Aaron. The more you keep going, bud.
Now you're calling me a drunk. Now you're calling me a drunk.
You've been drinking, I can tell.
What I haven't been doing is I've been crying. I've been crying for this country.
I want to hear what this gentleman has to say, Ted. And if I've got to put you on hold, that's what I'm going to do.
He's been drinking too because he's not even listening to you.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I've been crying too because Obama is spending way too much money, spending $16 million to renovate mosques that aren't even in the United States. Spending $100 million on a vacation to India to rent out the Taj Mahal, and people are losing their houses.
Why don't you talk about what we're talking about instead of your little agenda about Obama and the Taj Mahal? I'm talking about the fact we need another Republican in the White House, and we need Republicans in the Senate and in the House, and the way to do that is to have some of those planes blow up. Mr. Hendry doesn't want me to say it because he doesn't have the guts.
I don't even agree with you politically. All right, Aaron, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on now to Ginger. What do we got going on here? No, yes, no, yes, no, yes. Ginger on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, Phil, I mean, I've never even heard of Ted Bell. Who the hell is Ted Bell? And he doesn't represent the Republican Party.
Excuse me, ma'am, but where are you calling from, ma'am? Where are you calling from, ma'am? I'm Ted Bell. Where are you calling from?
Arcadia, California, one of the strongest Republican cities in L.A. County, sir, and you don't represent
That's Mr. Hendry's. Hold on. That's Mr. Hendry's hometown. Is that your hometown, Phil?
Arcadia is my hometown, yes.
Is what she's saying true?
You don't have to ask me. The lady's right. It's a very Republican city. My mother and father are Republicans.
And you think she's calling from Arcadia?
Mr. Hendry, did Mr. Bell just
yes, ma'am.
From Arcadia?
No, I'm from Arcadia, and he asked
no,
me where
not.
I was from. Yes, I am from.
Oh,
I'm Phil Hendry.
God.
I'm from Arcadia.
You know what, sir? Can I just say something? You are as damaging to the Republican Party as a terrorist.
No, no, no. You're not talking to the right person. You're not talking to the right person. I'm Phil Hendry, the host. You mean Ted Bell, right?
Yes. Ted. Oh, I'm so sorry, yeah. Mr. Hendry.
Ted Bell.
I thought we were talking.
There you go, Phil. That's the kind of person I'm talking about, Phil. This lady here who insulted you. Called
oh
you every filthy name.
Okay.
What do you
look.
Mean, oh, every filthy name?
No, she's sitting there in your hometown. You were born and raised there, and that woman is sitting there with her.
Oh, you know what?
All right, can we all calm down for just a moment?
No. Arcadia.
Let's calm down, okay?
Sir, and you've never been in this city. Ever.
Now, who are you talking to?
Tell me one thing about Arcadia that you would
wait,
know.
Wait, wait, wait. Who are you talking to? Ted Bell or me?
Okay, you know what? I have a feeling
this woman is mental. This woman is mental. She doesn't even know who she's talking to.
Look, Ginger, my name is Phil Hendry. I was born in Pasadena, raised in Arcadia. 7th Avenue, Huntington Drive, Baldwin Avenue. I used to go to the Arcadia. I went to Arcadia High. I graduated in 1970. Mr. Ackerman, okay, I know everybody there.
Are you serious?
Ted Bell.
Mr. Hendry, seriously?
Yeah, what do we do? Is this all...
Yeah, that's really great, Bill. So you got old home week going here?
Mr. Bell, who's on the line here from Beverly Hills, was questioning your veracity because you come from my hometown.
Here's what
I'd like you to do. Here's what I want you to do, Ginger. State your case, and then Ted can respond.
Okay. Well, is he going to let me?
Yes, because I'm putting him on hold.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Bell, this is Ginger from Arcadia. I live in one of the most Republican cities in L.A. County, sir. I have been a Republican since the first day that I ever voted. And you do not represent me or any Republican I've ever spoken to. You are as bad and as damaging to the Republican Party as the terrorists are to the Muslim religion and skinheads are to Christianity.
All right, Ted, your response?
Well, if you've got your mother calling in, I can't...
What do you mean, my mother?
Well, that woman's obviously related to you. Yeah, she's obviously related to you, or she's a friend of yours. She's called me a skinhead. She's called me a Nazi. She's called me a communist. No. You, when you listen to Rush Limbaugh, and he said, we don't want Obama to win, we want him to fail, and you went, yay, at your little radio... Well, guess what?
No, I
he's,
did not,
he's
sir.
Failing.
You know what,
yes,
sir?
You did. You were listening
listen
to your little radio,
Bell.
Listening to Rush, just like
Obama,
you're listening to...
But once that man became my president, I had to support him. You are
God, my,
you are
my
absolutely... You
and
are as damaging to the Republican
And you
Party.
Listened to the Frank Beck show, and when he said that, now Obama has a big day, and you're all going, oh, whoopee-doo. You know,
well, what
no,
are you saying, Bill?
You're
saying, why don't we have people...
Yeah, well, what am I saying?
You're saying that you want people dead so that that Obama can get defeated and that Republicans will go into office and a bunch of stuff.
You know what? The both of you are boring. Really?
President, dumb. And you don't represent the Republicans in any way. You know what? You and that fool down in Florida that was ready to burn one of those Muslim books, you two ought to head off this continent because somebody is going to shoot you for what you're saying. You know that?
So now we know the truth. You're threatening me. Are you going to be the one shooting me?
She didn't say that.
Yeah, I would definitely threaten you. Anybody else? You are.
Yeah, well,
and you know why?
You know,
because
you
are
believe
continuing
it, Ginger.
To represent an entire party. You know what
you
are?
I believe
you're
you
nothing
would.
But a fame,
I believe you would.
You're nothing but a fame whore. You are no better than Paris Hilton. You're no better than Paris
word.
Hilton.
What is that? Is that Harry Potter talk? A Bane
you know
word?
What? Why don't you turn on the TV and get with what is going on today? Because
what is going on today? Harry Potter.
Half of the voters, sir, are between the ages of 19 and 35. You're old, tired, butt.
Well, and you're on the other end of that, aren't you? Okay, so you're about 20 years past that,
too. You are not in touch with anybody that is in touch with what's going on today.
I'm not in touch with anybody that's in touch with that, and that includes you.
Oh, really? I don't even know how you get airtime. Seriously.
I got you on that one.
Yeah, okay. It's no wonder you're on at 11:25 a.m. when everybody's going to listen to you.
Yeah, except
well,
you,
anyway,
you're
Mr. Henry.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're
I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you now. Sorry, Ted. Bye.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I hate you.
Arcadia.
Thank you. Oh, I'm always coming back to Arcadia. Got good friends there. Great town. Ginger, my hometown. Thank you so much. Where'd she go? 877-876. What the hell is going on?
Another thing. You tell that son.
877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Dear old Arcadia, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ain't that where Seabiscuit got it?
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Come on down to Ted, the same way that David G. Hall, the vice president of syndication for Mr. Henry's show, he's down here right now eating my food and drinking my booze for free. Ted of Beverly Hills.
Right, now hold on for a minute.
No, you hold on.
No, hold on for a minute.
No. Bill, I'm saying something good. David G. Hall is here. He's over in the prime rib room because we set him up there. He wants to watch the ball game. And he's eating and drinking on my dime. Now how do you feel?
It doesn't change my political philosophy at all.
Oh, your political philosophy. That you want business to do well. You want business to do well?
Yes, I do. And I don't see how business is going to do. You know what I think. And you know what I've said on this show. That business has itself to blame for a lot of the problems that it's in.
Business has itself. Everybody knows it's Obama's fault.
No, not everybody. Some people who actually think about these things know that there's a lot more going into it than just Obama and Bush. Okay?
Well, your boss...
He ain't my boss. He's the guy that sells the show.
Well, he really ain't selling the show tonight. He's been slopping up Porterhouse and drinking Ted's. Boy, you'd think that the spiced Captain Morgan's rum, they were going out of business the way this guy is running me out, man. I mean, this guy is drinking me out of house and a home.
Oh, bullcrap. You know, why don't you let me talk to him?
Well, would you do me a favor?
What?
Don't mention I said drinking me out of house. I mean, I was kidding about that.
Oh, you're kidding about that now, huh?
Would you please not?
I won't say anything, Ted, but don't come on the air and make a guy sound like he's a slovenly glutton when it serves your purpose and then say, oh, well, please don't say anything.
I'd appreciate it. Hold on. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm good, David. You enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself very much. I was listening to some of the segments driving over here. Now, my question is this. Ted Bell is a sponsor of ours. Right now, I'm sitting here. I'm having a steak. I had a porterhouse. I had the porterhouse for two. And I had, some of the aperitifs, as you say, and I've had some cocktails. When I'm sitting in a man's restaurant, and I'm eating his food, and I'm drinking his booze, what are you doing calling him some kind of a fascist swine?
I never used that word.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't know, David. Maybe you want to... One of the things you could do is maybe text message me.
I told you to. Text message you? What do I look like? Do I look like I'm 15? I told you to say that.
Well, what do you... Okay, how about calling me?
With what?
A cell phone.
Yeah, well, I've got a cell phone, okay? And you know what what do they call it, Ted? The uploading charge. The media charge. The media charges are murdering me.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about calling me, not sending me a text.
Oh, I know that, but I sent some videos to... I told you I sent the videos to my girlfriend.
Okay, so that's...
We'll talk about it later. But what I'm asking you is this.
I didn't know you were Ted's.
Yes, you did, because I told you that in the meeting today. I don't leave any stone unturned.
All right, well, I okay, so I forgot.
I told you today you forgot. All right, well, Ted predicted you'd say you forgot. So right now, I owe him for a porterhouse because I lost that bet. Thanks. How do you feel about that, Phil?
You know something? I'm going to hang up now because I got a show to do.
That's not fair. I mean,
877-876-PHIL. I have no idea what those guys are betting on.
Yeah, but if he's over there having a steak and everything, yeah, I'd be more careful.
I don't know the guy's over having a steak, and even if I did know he was over having a steak. This guy wants to come on the show as a sponsor and talk about the, quote, issues of the day. That's what we're going to do. Okay?
Yeah, what was he having?
Well, he was having a who cares what he was having? He was over there, in the words of Ted and David, eating the guy's food and drinking his booze. That's what he's doing. All right. Wow. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Our news hour is coming up next. We're going to be talking with Bud Dickman along with Robert Leonard. A new James Franco movie is what they're calling it, but it's actually a new film by, who's the guy? What's the name of the guy? Danny Boyle? The guy that did Slumdog Millionaire has done a film about that poor young man. The kid who got his arm caught in the boulder and had to cut his own arm off, it stars James Franco, and people, and I'm quoting now, people are vomiting watching the movie. We'll talk about it. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Another baked potato.
Phil Hendry.
More apple pie? Certainly.